Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. How may I help you today?
Hey Lamont, I'm calling in regards to several attempt charges from this company. I was trying to get an idea of who you guys were and how someone is making purchases with my card from your company for $70 at a time.
Well, man, we're at third-party call centers and we service over 300 different companies, so I'd have to pull up an account to be able to assist you further. May I have your zip code so I can pull up that account for you?
So, I mean, the zip code in which they're using the card is going to be 01720.
Thank you, ma'am. And the first and last name on the account?
We don't have an account with you guys. That's what I'm saying. Someone has used our bank card to make purchases within one of your Buy Sharp gadgets, and this is the number that it shows up on my statement.
Well, ma'am, may I have the first and last name? May I have your first and last name?
My name wouldn't be in your database, once again. So whoever's using it wouldn't be using it under my name because I don't have an account with you guys. This would be a fraud situation.
Well, ma'am, may I have your first and last name just to verify that this account isn't yours?
Who am I speaking to at the moment?
Well, ma'am, my name is Lamont, and as I stated, we're a third-party call center, and we service over 300 different companies. So I'm trying to pull up the account and be able to see if I'll be able to assist with this, ma'am. And if I'm not able to verify the account, ma'am, then I can't assist.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what information I can give you. I mean, it would be under a Muhammad, but that's not. I mean, we don't have an account with you guys.
Well, ma'am, can you verify that shipping address for me?
The shipping address was, well, it would have been sent to 388A Great Road, Acton, Mass. And you have the zip already.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you remember on February 23rd placing order for the Hype Watch and the Hype Pods?
No, so that is something that we did via Amazon in which they offered a complimentary gift and stated that nothing would be charged to our account. And then all of a sudden we got charges to our account. So is
Well,
that where this
ma'am,
is coming from?
it's because that product that you had ordered was on a 14-day trial to where you could try it out for 14 days before you were billed for the full price, which is the $59.97 and the $69.97 charges, ma'am.
No, yeah, no, we had no idea of that. Why on earth would I buy a watch for 120 and random ear pods for another $100 when the originals are 150? It was an offer that they pulled up to us. That's the only idea that I was thinking was this must have come from the people that we gave our card information to on Amazon offering a free gift with purchase because we don't give our information to anyone.
Well, ma'am, it was stated in the terms and conditions that this product was in a 14-day trial, so you could try it out for 14 days before you were billed. And what I can do, ma'am, is actually offer a 35% discount off of the full price of both of those products if you wanted to keep them both, ma'am.
We don't even use the product. You're more than welcome to have the products back. You offered it to us as a free gift, so no, it's not something we were looking to purchase. So if you're more than welcome to take them back. I'm not going to take a 35% refund on something that I thought was a complimentary gift and definitely not worth the money that you guys are charging for it. Those are China-made products.
Well, ma'am, I can also offer a 50% discount off of the full price of the product, ma'am.
No, I don't want a 50% discount. I'm not paying nowhere near $60 to $70 for a fake Apple Watch and a fake AirPod. I would like my money back on this fraud transaction that they did not clarify. Or I can dispute that with my bank, whichever is easier for you.
Well, ma'am, you actually haven't been charged anything besides the shipping and handling for the two products that you had ordered. But ma'am, we do have to, what I can do though is offer a free shipment of our earbuds or, just give me one second, ma'am.
I
I can
mean, it's
actually,
showing me in my account that you guys have tried to charge it four times now. So I clearly am paying for something if you're trying to take 70, 70, 150, plus an additional 60 and 60. So an additional two, that's an additional 120, plus some sort of shipping of $13.
Well,
Add
ma'am,
that up. I'm basically paying the full price
the
of an
only
original
char the
product.
charges that should have came through, ma'am, are for a charge for a $57.97 and a charge for $69.97. Those two charges are to pay for the products that you had received, ma'am. I can give you the return address so that you can return the product to us, ma'am, so you can avoid the end of trial cost, ma'am.
I mean, I'm looking at my statement right now, and there's five literal transactions. So maybe you guys are maybe pressing that button more than one several time per client. Only because obviously you're telling me I should only be paying the shipping. However, I'm literally looking at a statement of five different transactions.
No, no, ma'am.
$69.97
I'm not stating that you should only be paying the shipping. I'm stating that there is a you only have two charges which are trying to go through, the $59.97 and $69.97. They're not added together, ma'am. They're just trying to
No,
charge
I know
for
that,
those
but I'm
two
saying
amounts.
they're on here.
They're trying to charge for those two amounts to pay for the two products that were received on February 25th, ma'am.
Okay, so would you like those back? I just want to make sure that these charges aren't going to keep coming to me because I don't want that.
Well, ma'am, once the product is received, the account will be canceled so that there will be no further charges or shipments, ma'am.
Okay, so how do I go about that with you? Do I go through that with you or Amazon?
Well, ma'am, I do have the return address so that you can return it back to our fulfillment center. And once we receive that product, ma'am, you will have your account canceled.
Okay, but I also want to cancel my account, like, now. I don't need this to be carried on because I don't want you to hold my name liable to something I didn't, like, sign up for, especially willingly and consent-wise, because that isn't the information that was provided to us.
Well, ma'am,
the
terms and conditions were right underneath where you put in your first and last name, your billing address, and your contact information, and they are clearly stated so that you are able to see them, ma'am. And the product has to
and
be...
And the person that made the order was also not from this country, so maybe you should make your terms and conditions easier to understand versus probably adding a hyperlink under something. So that's not really helpful for me. What's the best way for me to get this canceled, or should I just go through my bank?
Well, ma'am, you
I'm
have to return the product
to... Directly.
You have to return the product for us to cancel the account. I'm extending out the account
yes.
to let them
Can
know so that
a label?
Ma'am, for me to assist, I can't talk over you. I have to give the return address, ma'am, once we receive that, we will be able to cancel out the account, and I'll be extending the account for 7 days so that you have time to return the product back to us, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Once we receive that product, the account will be canceled and there will be no further charges or shipments, ma'am. And I do fill out a docket so that you won't be charged at all once that product has been received. And I do have the return address ready for you, ma'am.
Okay, so is that something that you just send me a label and I print it and mail it?
Well, ma'am, the return...
Or is that also on my cost?
The return cost does have to be paid by the customer, ma'am, because we have no way of sending out labels through via email, but I do have the return address for both of those products, ma'am, so that you can return both those products to avoid the end of trial cost, ma'am.
Okay, what is it?
105 Serra Way, Way, number 178, Milpitas, Milpitas, California, 95035.
So this would be the shipping in which it's going back to you?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm going to put that in whatever fits in it, ship that out with zero information going inside about how it's relatable to me. So how are you guys going to know to credit my account once that gets back to you with zero information relatable back to me, besides my shipping address on the outside of the package?
Well, ma'am, your shipping address will be able to pull up your account so that we'll be able to cancel out the accounts in the fulfillment center.
So that's all you need?
Yes, ma'am.
There's no actual internal tracking system for you guys?
No, ma'am.
Ship things blindly? Okay. All right. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and send that information back to you. I'm also going to distribute this with my bank, though, because I don't 100% believe that you guys are going to actually interlink this to just my address and cancel it when it's been clearly posted on my account five times, not the one that you're claiming, because there are five transactions, not two.
Well, ma'am, I can see where you were attempted to be billed multiple times, ma'am. I can see that. But it only goes through once. But I've canceled the account so there will be no further charges or shipments, ma'am. So once that product has been received by our fulfillment center, there will be nothing else to do, ma'am.
Okay. I'll go ahead and cross-reference that.
Well, ma'am, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Perfect. Thank you. Bye.